We just started Siv Beis on page Mem Hey, Perek Tes Siv Beis. In this Perek, Rav Kook really lays out his program for learning, and he's going to get to the practical, more of the practical side of this in Siv Gimel. Here in Beis, we just read one sentence. Halimud ha-maisi rotzav by tal chayim gonuz shalom begama yishyesh b'soichius ha-maisi. There's a tal chayim, there's a do of life that Rav Kook says that is filling this do of life, this tal chayim, which is alive, a lebedekait that fills the limud hamaisi, learning the practical halacha, learning the limud hamaisi. What is it that brings to life halachas, laws that otherwise on their own could be very dry, could not have any moisture, any tal hachayim. The tal hachayim means to make something gishmak, to make something moist and tasty. So what makes the learning of halacha, the limud hamaisi, what makes the learning of halacha moist and tasty and gishmak? So Rav Kook explains that when you're learning a halacha, when you're learning something in halacha, and it's just, do this, don't do that. Obviously, if you learn it more, the oimek is much more gishmak. But if you learn the halacha, that sentence that you're learning that tells you on Shabbos don't do this, and on Shabbos you should do that, that sentence has in it, hidden in it, all of the light of that holy act that is telling you to do or not to do, or the holiness that comes from refraining from doing something you shouldn't. In other words, it's not like you're reading a book that says, make sure to stop at the stop sign. Number one. Number two, if it's a green light, you can go. If it's a red light, you don't go. So, that's it. It's very dry. It's laws. Every society has laws. But the laws don't have in them the tal hachayim, the dew of life. They don't have in them the moisture, the dew, the geshmak of life. Because where does that come from, the tal hachayim? When you're learning a halacha, and the halacha states, this is how you make kiddush on Shabbos, and you start to learn the halacha of how to make kiddush on Shabbos. It's not just that you're learning a law. When you're learning that halacha, it has in it the do of life of what it means to make kiddush. So kiddush, the performance of kiddush, and all that that does in the olamos, above and below and everywhere, is already in the sentence that you're learning. It's in the halacha. Let's try to read the sentence now. Halimud hamaisi, the actual limud hamaisi of the practical things in halacha. Halimud hamaisi, rotsuv botal chayim gonuz. It contains within it the hidden do of life. Shal hamagamais, of the ideals. Sheyesh b'toichis hamaisi, that are contained within that maisa. So contained within the ma'aseh of Kiddush and Shabbos is all that Kiddush and Shabbos means. Well, that's a whole big thing, Kiddush and Shabbos. And even if you don't know about what that is, so you're learning Hilchus Tefillin. This is Hilchus Tefillin. Hilchus Tefillin, when you're learning the halacha, it has in it the tal hachayim of wearing tefillin. There's nothing else like that. There's nothing with any laws that are like that. Every other laws, all the other laws of the world, they're just telling you, do this and don't do that, and finish. It doesn't have any tal hachayim in it. and you have to therefore you have to know what to do and what not to do. But when it comes to Limud HaTorah, all of the energy that's in tefillin, that happens when you put on a tefillin shel yad and a tefillin shel rosh, is a chibur of shamayim and aretz, of Mashiach ben Dov and Mashiach ben Yosef. It's the most unbelievable thing. Yichud Hashem. When you're learning the halacha, it has in it the do of life, of living that halacha. There's nothing else in the world like that. Halim na maisi vatsu vaital chayim gonus shel magamis sheyesh besoichi yus ha-maisi. And it has in the halacha, when you're learning the halacha, it has in it the do of life, of the toichius amaisa, of that final ideal and goal of the toichius amaisa. V'aneshom nizaynim yiziv gonu zeh b'talmuda, and the soul is being nourished by that, by the radiance of that, by that the ziv, the radiance, the light that is hidden in that piece of Torah that you're learning, which contains the end of what that halacha is, of what that mitzvah is. Just like when a person is saying Tehillim, a person is learning Tanakh. So the psukim that you're learning in the Mefarshim, it's not just that this information. You have a hiskashus to the neshama of David HaMelech. When you learn Tehillim, when you say Tehillim, you mischabe to the neshama of David HaMelech. There's a chibur, that's what I'm saying, between a person and David HaMelech. You don't have that. Can you imagine, God forbid, if you'd be studying American history and you have some kind of a hiskashus with Thomas Jefferson or something? Who wants to have such a thing? I'm talking already from the best I mentioned, you understand. I'm not talking from reading things nowadays. I'm talking already from more chashuv people. Even he was also mushchas. I'm talking about from more chashuv mushchas. You understand? Well, no, I have a shaykh to the guy. I just want to know. I mean, I have to pass my history test. I got to take a Regents. Everybody's taking Regents now. The kids. So you have to know. You have to know who's this guy, Thomas Jefferson. Tell a little bit about him to answer a couple of questions. I don't want to have a shaykh to the guy. I just want to read about him to answer the questions. And you don't have any shaykhs. But when you're saying Ashri Ish Ashallah Halach Batzashim, and you're saying words of Dov Malkim Shicha, then there's Mamash is Chabers. The moisture of those words comes from the presence of the light of the Neshama of David HaMelech. That's in those words. Omnam, however, this is where we're up to. Omnam, im halibu hu shaloi lishma. If the person has a cheshman, it's not just that it's not on the highest madrega of shaloi lishma. Rav Kook says, l'shem yihi v'svekinto. We shouldn't get nervous. Shaloi lishma. We were learning yesterday, Mr. Sharon Chabur, that to be lishma, completely lishma, that's very, to have such a person is completely lishma, but there isn't some sort of a cheshman. So Rav Kook explains, when he says Shalai Lishma, it doesn't mean you have to be, that this only happens when you're learning on perfect Lishma. But Shalai Lishma means L'shem Yehius V'kinta. That can't be. Yehius V'kinta means that you're learning it to make yourself and to look, to be more impressive. You want to impress people. A kinta means, God forbid, if a person is learning in order to be able to argue against Tyre. Chalila. In other words, a person is learning to be able to fight against Tyre, to make trouble, kante, to make trouble, to argue. A person who's learning is so, it's just not that, it's not only that it's not lishma, it's very hot lishma, we want, but we're a shaloi lishma that wants to be lishma. But if a person's Torah is l'shem yihiris, is to show off, to say over fancy things and to be able to impress people and so on. Or God forbid, it's akin to make trouble against Yiddishkeit. Then what happens is Misrei Kenes Hamachshava. Then the whole thing empties out. Then it's totally dry, empty, lifeless. Misrei kenes amachshava. Va'advarim nisharim yiveshim. And it stays, for that person, it stays dry, empty. Dry, empty. U'lefamim mismalim arsius pnimis. And it could be even worse. But sometimes it could even be that the Torah becomes, brings with it a feeling of poison. Arsius means poison. Mismalim arsius pnimis becomes filled with some sort of a deep poison. A poison. So also there's a chesed in that, because then the person doesn't have any enjoyment and any pleasure in it, so hopefully maybe he'll go away from it. He'll leave the learning alone and leave the Torah alone, not to bother the Torah. As it could have even a poison. Now that's a very extreme situation. And we're not worried, Chalila. There are people that are like that. And you even have sometimes guys that their whole learning, a lot of their learning is just about showing off and being able to make a name for oneself and so on. That's very extreme. That's not the usual way it is. Now, what he says is what's more common. Efes b'machshava galmus. He says, let's talk more about a simple Jew. Not too many anybody's trying to write a book against Torah or trying to make himself into some gadol hador. I'm saying, efes b'machshava galmus. Galmus is like a word, garlem, meaning we're a person, a simple Jew, that he just learns and he keeps mitzvahs. He doesn't have big cheshbonos of lishma, and dveikus Hashem and lishma. Nor does he have any kind of negative energy in his learning, lekanter, for showing off. He's a tremendous good person, and he keeps mitzvahs just with a hergel, because that's what he was taught to do, and he wants to do the right thing. And he learns Torah because it's the right thing to do, and it's interesting to him. But there's no negative, destructive cheshbonos. Efes machshava galmus bilti mefutachas. This is a Jew whose way of thinking is bilti mefutachas. It's undeveloped. He's a plain, simple Jew. It's bilti mefutachas. He doesn't have big things of lishma. He doesn't have like shaloi lishma. Just tries to do the right thing. Afal pi shirak al yisoy mitzvus anoshim lumode him yusedes. Even though, in all honesty, his entire Yiddishkeit is built in a way of mitzvus anoshim lumode, which means wrote. Mitzvus anoshim lumode, just wrote. My father put on film. My grandfather put on film. So I should put on film. It's just by rote. It's not a cheshbon of dveikus b'Hashem, but it's also not with a cheshbon of any kind of problems and things that he's trying to make for himself a name, or he's trying to knock down Torah Chas v'Shalom. So this is the more common situation. So Rav Kook gives encouragement, and he says there was such a person, even though his whole learning and his whole mitzvah is a way of mitzvah on Hashem Lamada, just by habit. Still mefakir bo eze lach shalchaim. There seeps in to this person's Torah some moisture of life. Not the tal that he was talking about in the first sentence, tal chayim gonuz, the hidden dew of life, of the actual end of what Kiddush is, and what Tefillin is, and what Shabbos is. No. Okay, that's a person who's learning Lishma, or at least another Madrega of Lishma. Now we're talking about somebody that's like more of a regular guy, or a regular person that just does things because they're the right thing to do. And he doesn't have a big chiyas, and he's not looking for all kinds of ruchnias. He does the right thing. Even with such a person, Rav Kook says, as we're not dealing here with somebody that's doing Keneged. So he has a machshava gomes which is built in mufutachas. His way of thinking hasn't developed. It hasn't developed. It's stuck. It never got anywhere. It just that's where he is. So even for such a person, Rav Kook says, Af bishavakei semitzan noshim lomadim yusad, even though his learning is on this foundation of habit, not really on a foundation of avaida, and lishma and dveikus and so on, still mefakeh ba'ezel lach shalchan. This seeps in. Something of the moisture of life, of that mitzvah that he's learning, of that halacha, and that moisture of life can be kept within him. It can be kept in that. In other words, it's felt a little bit in that halacha. You can have a taste of that. It still is not going to be, God forbid, the same thing like reading the Constitution or something. It could have in it something of the moisture of life. But this is the condition of what Kook says. Talking about a regular guy, his Yiddish guy is more by habit, but he says, and it could still have something of that moisture of life in his learning and his Yiddish guy, as long as Baba Mida to the degree shall nisaves etzem alima mechipus emes v'hayosha shebedarka, as long as in his learning he's still searching for the truth. He's conscious of that he wants the truth. And that hasn't become corrupted, that it hasn't become lost to him. Shall nisaves etzem alima mechipus emes v'hayosha shebedarka. He wants the truth, and he wants to find out more how to live a life that's the life of Yashus. So, for that person is also something of a lachus, of a moisture of life, of a geshmak. You see, what is it? You know, you wonder, what is it? You know, you have yidden that they work hard all day, and they have so many things to do, and even if they don't, it would be such an easy thing for them to just relax and to take it easy, and yet you see, to go to a shiur, to go to daf yomi, the person feels in that, and they feel in that, why are they going? They're going because it's the right thing to do, but they also, there's something of a geschmack in that. Obviously they have a geschmack. It's a tremendous limud zchus on Jews that they do that. Other people, when they come home from work, in the world, what do? They watch a television show. They get drunk or something. That's what they have. And then a yid is so tired, and after everything, he comes and he open up a sefer to go to hear a shiur, to sit down. He's trying so hard to keep his eyes open. He could have been in bed. Comes to the shiur. However, ikum haseichel. However, in a matzav where the mind becomes crooked, if the person's at least searching for the truth and wants the truth, he's connecting to this lachus, this moisture of life, of the end of the entire mitzvah. And he feels that. It makes a difference. At least it gets him to the shiur. It makes a difference. But when the mind is crooked, and the person's cheshbon is not searching for the truth, but how I could build myself to look a certain way, to be smart and to impress people, or how, God forbid, to lekante, to fight against, you know, to argue with people of learning and so on. When the mind becomes crooked, when the person is no longer seeking the truth in his learning, so then it brings, that kind of learning brings all the machshalas alev, all of the failures of the heart, and the spiritual dryness. There's no lachus, there's no moisture, there's no life. to the Torah that he's learning. Im ha'alilas shal devekas artzius musaris, which could bring to results of a connection to artzius musaris. Translated would be ethical poison. But meaning it could lead him further away from the truth. We know that the Torah is a sam chaim, or it's a sam mavis. The Torah is a sam, like a medicine, a drug. It gives life, but it could also cause death. It all depends. You don't have any other medicine like that in the world. Either it is or it isn't. It depends on the person's machshavas. It depends on the person's kavanas. If the person's kavanas, Rav Kook is saying, if the person's kavanas are chipus ha'emes, searching for the truth, and wanting to live a life of yashus, and therefore you still, you know, you come to the shir, you go to, you open up a sefer, okay, he's not the big madrig, is not, but he cares about that. So then, the learning has in it, the halacha that has in it, that some of the moisture of the actual mitzvah, the actual Torah that you're learning, of what it is, of David HaMelech and so on. But if chalil, a person's cheshbon is a cheshbon that's not just shalei lishma, but it's a cheshbon of the self, of the ego, and so on, then the mind becomes crooked. And if the mind becomes crooked, then the results, Rav Kook says, ha'alilas shal devekas arsius musaris. There could be all kinds of ethical poison that comes as a result of one's learning, to become more crooked, to be more fakrumt, to be more confused. And the person gets further and further away. Becomes further and further away and becomes more and more cynical. Kedugmasa shel midas ha'machshava ha'pguma shel matras ha'limud. An example of this is the midas ha'machshava ha'pguma shel matras ha'limud is the false machshava. Machshava paguma, the damaged and false thought, machshava, of what is the purpose of one's learning? What is the goal of learning? Sometimes, Rav Kook says, you'll see that even after a person got a little bit lost in this whole bed, in this bed, parasha, things can go back on course. Im achiba hamusaris shel kedushas haTalmud tiyakerech hapoel al haregish. If the person, I'm not sure what he's saying. I'm trying just to an estimation, maybe. I don't even know. I think if at least lefam chazaris hilatayv im achiba hamusaris. If at least a person has strong feelings of affection and warmth and a sense of the ethical truth and correctness of the Kedushas HaTalmud, of the holiness of Torah, the holiness of learning, he still has respect for that. Well, it's just true. His personal cheshbon is to make himself look like he's smart. Or his cheshbon is to argue. Okay. That's bad. Very, very bad. But there's still an awareness and an appreciation of the Kedushas HaTalmud, of the holiness of Torah. Then Tia HaKayach HaPoel Al HaRegish. That, what he has left in him, that feeling of the Chashivas of Torah, he's using it the wrong way. But there's a feeling of Chashivas and the greatness of Torah. That can have an effect upon a person. Tiyakach ha'poel al haregish. It could have an effect upon the emotions. Asherak mikoitzer beres sichli mistabiku, the next page, ba'archais al-kalkolos. That because he hasn't, and he hasn't clarified what he's learning, he hasn't worked on clarifying and understanding his learning properly, because of that he got fadreit, he got lost on crooked paths. Pa'orchais akakolos. But the saif ikulum ke'ela liyasyasha. But in the end, he always likes to end in an optimistic way. And in the end, the crooked paths will become straight. Akolpanim b'muvanim hamusari, at least b'muvanim hamusari, as far as, when he uses the word musa, he always uses the word musa. It means as far as to what's right and what's wrong. As far as to help to live a life that's right, and to become further more removed from the life that's wrong. Now, when Gimli gets into we begin to learn the program. This is one of the longest seifim we have. So we'll try to make our way through it. It moves relatively quickly. It's less machshava and more lamaisa. Talmidei chachamim shetirasim umenasa. Those talmidei chacham who have the privilege of being able to learn full time. They learn all. That's what they do. They just learn. You of course all know that in Rav Kook's time there were very, very few people that could do that. They were doing that. I read an article recently about here in America, in Eretz Yisrael, of course there was a biggie, wasn't big, but there was more. But in America, saying that he came here sometimes like in the 1950s, and he said that in the entire United States, there may be 20 people who are learning full time. Not it wasn't like retired, you know, older people that they're learning. I mean, 20 young men, younger life, maybe in the whole United States of America, that are learning full time. It was not talking about the 18th century. You're not talking about like in the colonies. In the whole America, he made Hashar, it was a Choshev person, I just don't remember exactly who it was. It was a Talmud Chacham. Who said that?
The first call away from
him. There's an article about that? Yeah, I don't remember where I read it. I don't know, maybe. But there was like an island of 20 people that were learning. When I was a kid, that there was somebody that was in Kailal, it was a shame dover. Now if you could show that your mother's Jewish, you'd already get a check from the Kailal. You know what I'm saying? But it was such a time that there was hardly a person. There was hardly such a thing. It was very, very rare. Those people, the from people were making fun of them. They were looked down upon as being the biggest batlana. There are other people that looked up to them as being the princes of all Klai Yisrael. Of course they were. So Rav Kook was talking at a time when this was not common. Not here and not even in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, of course, in the old Yeshuv, you had people that were being supported by the Tzedakas and Chutz Laretz, and they were sitting and learning. There was always a community of Jews learning in Yerushalayim, in Tveri, and Tzras, a few places. What do you think was in Bnei Brak in those days? You ever see pictures of Bnei Brak in the beginning of the 20th century, 1910, 1915? It was in Bnei Brak. When the Chazanis came, there was nothing. There wasn't anything. Talmid Chacham Shotarosum and Osum Tzichim Lestadu Rav Kook said, those who have the schus to be learning, that's all they do is learn. Tzichim Lestadu, they have to make every effort. Shetia darkam nechayin lefneim. They have to make sure that they have darkam nechayin lefneim. They have to have a plan, a mahalach. Darkam nechayin lefneim. Isn't that an amazing suggestion? There has to be a plan of what I want to accomplish. I'm not talking about what they say. Now, when a guy goes on a date and the father-in-law asks him, what's your plan? I'm not talking about that. So in learning. You have a schus, you're learning. How many years do you hope to be able to learn with God's help? 3 years, 4 years you want to be able to learn. 10 years. What do you have? What's the program? What's the mahalo? We'll have the $5 if a person wants to become a doctor. He doesn't come to medical school and there's like a lot and they say, all right, we'll do some medicine, we'll see. Need some stuff, a little chemistry today, a little bit biology tomorrow, a little bit of anatomy, a little bit of this, you know, we'll put together a doctor somehow. Everything else in the world is a mahalach. There's a program. It's very easy for a person who learns full time and who's not required to have any particular curricula because he's not teaching necessarily. It's very, very easy for just to be like that, to be unclear, without a plan, a mahalach. This. So if Cook says, "Tamin Chum Shetarosum Nosum Sichum Nostalgus Shetiadakim Nechayin Lifneiyan," the derech has to be clear before them. Darkim Nechayin Lifneiyan. Their goal and their objective, what they want to accomplish, the goal and the objective, what they want to accomplish, has to be clear to them. And only then, Rav Kook says, Kedei sheyia rucham amitz, that their spirit should be strong, the daitam shoketa, and their minds at peace. You hear what he's saying? What the tzaddik here is saying is so pashut, it's so obvious, and it's so rare. It's so rare. It makes so much sense. Kedei sheyia rucham amitz, this gives a strength of spirit. V'daitam shoketa, when you have a mahalach. V'daitam shoketa. I don't think there's ever been a time where you talk to young people, not so much the girls, they have more, but when you talk to guys, I mean, yes, what? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. Panasa. I don't know. Marriage. Yeah. Sometime. What about learning? Yeah. I like to learn. Be a little bit more, you know, try to crystallize things a little bit, to put things in a more, you know, so now we're talking, it's Sivan Tavshin Ayin Aleph, where do you see yourself? Sivan Tavshin Ayin Beis, Sivan Tavshin Ayin Gimel. I don't know. Why are you asking me such hard questions? You know, you're 22 years old, you're 23 years old. You want to get married? Yeah. Sure. You ask him again, he says, yeah, sure, he likes to get married. Okay, so what do you want to? What are you going to do? I don't know. Maybe somebody has some. I'm open for suggestions. Maybe have some idea what I'm going to do. And that's not just bichlal. That's entirely the same thing. Where do you see yourself? What do you want to get to? What's the program? What's the mahalach? What do you want to accomplish? This changes a person's entire way of living, his entire way of thinking. Kadesh Yerucham Amitz, it gives a tremendous strength of spirit. Last summer there was a Talmud Chacham that came to the mountains to our place, and he was trying to raise money, and he showed me, he's doing a wonderful thing, this Talmud Chacham. He has this like machon, he has a machon he has some kind of machon, and he found these very, very bright, talented men who have been like sitting in different kollelim over the years, and the light of their eyes has already left a long time ago. And then barely, you know, they get a couple of shkolim here and a couple of shkolim there, and they're learning the same, you know, this same mesechta for the 40th time or something. But without a chiyus, you know. If you've been to Eretz Yisrael, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you could find some of that here too. And he went and he found guys, some of the smartest guys, talented guys, and he made a machon, and he made this thing, and they're working on a certain project. He made a certain project of putting out svarim for the tzibur, very, very beautiful svarim for the tzibur to help people with the mesechtas that they're learning. And he's got these guys, like with computers, he set them up. Not chalida with the internet, but computers for the, with all the shasim shuvas and all the, they have an office, and gave them this. And the first day they have a bismedrash next door, and they have dibuk chaveim and learning. They have two guys that say that are working on one project together, mesechta. So they have a bismedrash, and then they have the computer, and they're working. You see these guys. He says to me, he's telling me, he's describing that, you know, their neckties get pulled up nice. The shirt all of a sudden starts to be white. First of all, he's getting them more decent. He's getting them a nicer panasa. He's raising for them. The wives have a new dress, a new shetel. The children, the whole tzur is a chai. And what he was talking about, he was explaining to me, he said that they come in every day. And they see that they're one third with the sefer, they're getting a certain, you know, they're getting it in that direction, and they're so excited by the project, and they work together. And I told them, you know, you're saving these people's lives and their wives and their children, you're saving their lives. And he said, and they're good, they're talented, and nobody ever tapped into their talent. They're like sitting there like that all the years, and you know, they even stopped, you know, you look a lot of them, the chavuses, they don't have their energy anymore. And they're smart, and they're doing stuff, and they became, this whole chavri, it's like 20 of them, they became big chavirim, and it's a chassidish, a lifish, a svadish. He says, everybody, we're not making this, not everybody. And they together became chaverim and the wives. He said, "Yeah, what changed? They're learning Torah all day. They were learning Torah all day for the last 30 years. What changed? A mahalach, a derech, a goal. Where do I want to be at a month from now? Where do we want to be at a year from now? Everybody knows what the Daf Yomi did for people and what it does for people." As far as the knowledge of Torah, what does it do? It's very questionable, depending how much time you have for it. But if you're going to have a 45-minute daf, how much it does for your knowledge, I mean, it's good because the Torah passes through you somehow. But how much, you know, do you retain, unless a person is very, very, very strong head, how much do you retain? But it gives a tremendous, tremendous chiyus to a person. He has a mahalach. He has a goal. He has a plan. That gives a person k'deshiyeh rucham amitz. It gives a strong spirit to a person. Daitam shoketa, the mind quiets down. Because the mind of a person, when it doesn't have seder, when it doesn't have a mahalach, is turbulent. It's like this. Looks in the sefer here. Looks at this. Looks at that. There's no what. The mind becomes at peace. Umiyushavis. And he has Yeshiva Das. Miyushav. More and more you see this nowadays. So all the things that Rav Kook was saying and was ignored for all these years, now everything is starting to come around. Of course, it would never be attributed to Rav Kook. That's just how things are. But you see that all the time. Now, all the time, there are halacha kailos that are coming up everywhere. And where there are a Shabbos kollel, where they learn the Masechta clear, Alib the Hilchos of the Beis Yosef, with a tour of the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and they come lahalacha and shimush halacha. I saw myself with my son's Olga Zonzai when he went. He was for 3 years. He was zeichet to be in Yerushalayim in the Beis Medrash. This big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, which I don't know if you know. It changed his life. Mamas changed his life. He went. He was in the best yeshivas and everything, but it changed his life. This Rabbi Berkowitz has such a clear head, and he gives them what they have to do, and they have a mahalach with the pages of what needs to, the sugyas, and where we're going to be, the gvoyas, shabbos, isavahata, right? Teruvas, bas v'chalach, where, what, everything, with shimush. Then he takes the guys to Gedolei HaTorah to see, to watch how they pass on shilas in Taras and Mishpach. What it means to look at an Esrog, how to look at an Abaminim. It takes them to Mumchas. They go with him together. He spends the day with them, showing them, learning with them, Shimush. The whole place, you walk in there, you see, you never saw such guys. I went there, see a few times. I spoke to the guys there. Alive. He gives them a purpose. He didn't just throw them into the ocean of Torah and say, swim. That's how we were. Swim. No. You know, like you have the Olympics. I don't know if they still do that, but they used to have, like, when there's the races, everybody has their lane, you know what I mean? They give you a mahalach. The pools from here to there. And this is, and of course, we're going to talk about finishing Kol HaTorah Kula. You'll see. He's going to say, even though it's without in the end, but there is such an inyan of finishing Kol HaTorah Kula. He's going to talk about it. Yeah. You have a lane. You have a place, you have a beginning, you have a place to go to, you have a mahalach, stay in your thing. Don't go to other places, stay in that thing. And what you want, and it doesn't have to be halacha kol person. There's different things, okay. But in the past, we never had these choices. Amnam godlu ma'ayd, oysa klal anizgav. But always, he says, keep in mind the big klal that we have in the Mishnah. Lo alacha hamalacha ligmar. Hashem did not give you that you have to finish the job. Meaning that it's not, you have to have a mahalach, you have to have a program. But don't worry. Lo alacha hamalacha ligmar, but v'lo ata ben charon lihibot l'memenah. But you're not free to ignore it. You don't have to finish. But lot ben charon lihibot l'memenah. But you're also not a ben charon. You're not free to waste time. Everybody knows that mission. The imkain. Ein kol kach tzorach al dvar tziyur shel hischazkus la'avodas haTorah b'inyan hakofes klal yidiyoseh. Therefore, because you don't have to finish the whole Torah. You can start going crazy. I got to learn all of Shatz, and then I have to know all of Medrashim, and all the and Chamisha Chumash Tanakh with the Mefarshim, and I have to know the Sifrei Musar and Machshav and Chassidus, and I have to reach the level where I can learn the Zohar Kodesh and Kisvei Arim. So if Cook says, "Lo alacha hamalacha ligmar," take it easy. There's not such a big need that you should imagine that you should be able to encompass all of the information of Torah. Take it easy. All of the ideas of Torah. Achein, zemeshameshu litein menucha l'leif. This helps a person to feel a menucha l'leiv, a peace in the heart, a peacefulness of the heart. L'man yasek b'chol inyin v'inyin, b'ruach batuach v'shokeit. In order that you could work on each of the nyanim with a ruach of confidence and tranquility. I mean, you don't start going crazy. If you think, oh, I have to finish everything, I have to learn everything. then you start to go crazy. You have no peace inside of yourself because you're so nervous about having to finish. So you make for yourself a reasonable, intelligent mahalach, a plan of learning and where you're going with it, and then you go quietly and steadily. You work in that lane that you're in. And you have menuchas alev l'man yasik b'chol inyin v'inyin, not jumping around. B'chol inyin v'inyin, b'ruach batuach v'shoket, with a ruach of confidence and quiet. Shliat yiridehu inyin acher, that you don't have other inyanim that are distracting you. He's not talking about other inyanim on the street, he means other inyanim in learning. Or a daiga klolus, or that you shouldn't be distracted by a big daiga, an overall daiga worry. Shall gemar hayidia, when am I going to be able to finish? Habilti afsharis, which is bilti afsharis, is impossible. Rechavim in yam, the Torah is wider than the ocean, isn't it? When a person is worried about that, then his learning becomes nothing, because he's not able to have yishuv hadas and menuchas alev in learning what he's learning and sticking to a careful mahalach. He starts to jump and to run and to grab and to look and to grab, and he doesn't become like that. He's not able to accomplish that way. So then he won't be able to stay focused on that particular inyan of Torah that he's supposed to be learning right now. He's constantly jumping around and thinking of other places because he's worried. How am I going to finish this? How am I going to get there? Nevertheless, a person must pave a path for himself. That there should be some ideal and goal that he sees in the future. Of what? Of going through all of Torah. And Rav Kook is saying that if a person, we're talking about people who are terasim u'menasim, who have all day to learn. This is some terasim u'menasim, who have all day to learn. Obviously, that's not for everybody. For those people who have all day to learn, and years. Gambideus. Gambideus, Sarsha Tavarlo Tachlisa, Yamagamas, Chevso, Bavadis Talmudai. He has to set out a plan and to be Mavara, to clarify the Tachlis, even when it comes to the more esoteric side of his learning, the conceptual side of learning. V'gam, meaning the Shas, v'gam etzad ha-maisi, and halach. Tzarech she-yishaf li-os makif ha-kailil es-chum ha-kloli shal-alimut ha-maisi shakol ha-tara ha-maisis kifi she-ha-efshari lo. One has to set out a program, again, a person who has this time, to be able to go through all of the limut ha-maisi of kol ha-tara ha-maisis, meaning all of Shulchan Aruch, to know all of Shulchan Aruch, to know Tur and Shulchan Aruch, to know halacha, the entirety of halacha. Mashahur goloima she'en keitz l'tayr biyachas l'nyon ha'mayisim shabah. what is common for people to say, that there's no end to the Torah. That there's no end to the Torah. It's endless. Which takes away from people a feeling of any hope or any goal. He says, Mashal hu galoy ma she'en kesh Torah b'yachas in yon ha'maisim sheba hu nemar rak al pitnoy mi'chodem. As far as the conceptual, of course, there's no end. But as far as mastering the halachas of Torah, the lamaisi of Torah, of course, that's not true. That is impossible. It's not true. That's only speaking about tnoi miyuchadim in certain situations. L'vem is efshalei la'adam. But the truth is, it's efshalei la'adam. It's possible for a person. Again, misha terasa umenasa, a person who's learning full time, and even one who's not, but over the course of obviously many, many more years. If a person follows a straight path, it's possible to be able to accomplish this. A hakofer brua, a clear, encompassing knowledge, we call hatzad ha'maisi shibater, from all the practical, meaning from all of halacha. Hagadolim enim tzrichim al ze biurim. Those who are great, or are truly great, they don't need explanations about this. Omnam ha-beinunim chayavim lahi'ozer, those who are more beinunim, in between great and not great, but in between great and small beinunim, chayavim lahi'ozer, have to be helped. To be constantly helped and encouraged after they have reached a certain level of understanding the depths of halacha, to be able to understand ablad gemara, to understand the learning in a straight and a healthy and logical way. How? We have to help the more the benunim. By being constantly, as much as possible, in the presence of true Talmid Chachamim, to bring them to see and to watch true Talmid Chachamim. Otherwise, one cannot really master halacha. He says that those who are exceptionally brilliant and great, they could do it on their own. But the Benunim have to be brought more into the circle of great Talmid Chachamim to watch them and to learn from them, to see how practical halacha lamaisa becomes alive and is put into practice. Actually, yedu la'ayin b'kol sugya karoi, to learn from the great Talmid Chacham how to understand the sugya properly. V'yedu gam kein l'hakshayis l'taritz al pidarka shel Torah, to learn how to ask questions and to answer questions in the way of Torah. V'masa matan shel halacha, with the give and take of halacha. Now here he drops a bomb. A good bomb, a bomb that gives life. He drops a bomb. I've spoken about this many times over the years, so for those who have been here for a while have heard this from me. There's going to come a time, and, don't bet on it, but I think it's going to be within the next 5 years. Mitzvah, we should all be healthy and well, and we should be with Mashiach and Yerushalayim. Within the next 5 years, we're going to see this starting to become implemented more and more. I know some people have done this. I did it myself for a short time, but for practical reasons and lack of time, it was hard for me, but I want to get back to this way. I heard it from an Adam Gadol, from a big posseg, and here it is. He says, "Oz tzarech shetiyeh reishis hishtadlus," unless you, he says, if you're Beinoni. If you're a regular person, not a brilliant, but a regular person. Which probably Rav Kook meant pretty smart also. He says, you'll see, he means pretty smart. He says, Oz tzarech shetiyeh reishis hishtadlus lahakiv betchilas kol hilchos harif kipshutim bepekiyas haguna. That's the bomb. Rav Kook says that a person should begin to have a broad knowledge of the entire rif. Of the entire riff, kipshuta, bibkiyus haguna, a bibkiyus in the entire riff on all of Shas. I did this for 2 masechtas years ago, and I had such a masikus, and I keep on putting it off because of whatever, but I hope to get back to that. To learn, I know that for, I know that for the women it's not so much lamaisa, but it's shem for your husbands and for your brothers. Lahakiv betchilas kol hilchas arif kipshutan bebekiyas haguna. To have a bekiyas in the entire rif. Now those, of course, who are learning know that Rabbeinu Alfas, the rif, in the most remarkable way, was able to take all of Shas and to extract from Shas the etzem of the sugyat lahalacha in its tzura, in the form of the sugya following the order of the Gemara. So that one is able to learn an entire Masechta in the order of the Masechta, again, we're talking about a Beinoni, without getting totally lost in the chitzonius of the sugyas, being directed by the Rif to follow that Mahalach of the sugya through, and not getting distracted. Inside, again, when we say side, it's all tired, not chlil, that's not important, but a person, we're talking about people abandoning him. And to go through all of Shas with the Rif, and Rashi on the Rif, that's printed on the Rif. The Tzaddikim, and the Gra and others said that this is not Rav Kook's invention, this idea. This comes from the Vismedrash of the Gra. That it's very, very kedai to do that together with the Rosh. Because with the Rosh, you get all Chochmas Ashkenaz. You get the basis of all the Torah of the Balei Tosfos and the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So you have the Rif, which is all the Chochmah of Sfard, all the Torah. And the Rosh, it's Mashiach Ben Yosef, Mashiach Ben David. And a person is able to go through all of Shas in a relatively, I wouldn't say short time, but a reasonable time to go through all of Shas. This, of course, if you get up and say this in the yeshivas, you'd be thrown out of the yeshiva. And even if you would, to bring some letters of Torah, that's not going to help your status. And even if you then bring from Reb Chaim Volozhin and from the Gra, so then you'll get the usual response of, it's not Mageya to us, that was a used to be, will be, it never is. So, we go on like that, with our 8-blot during this month, with all of the alumnus that no one understands, because they never learned those Masechtas that the alumnus is drawing from. Oh, I didn't realize that, sorry. So, we'll continue Mitzvah next week. Rav Kook explains the reason why is it that this program of the Rif is for a Beinoni, is the opening, is the creation of, is that way of paving a path towards Kol HaTorah Kula, is the beginning of the Rif. Okay, we'll continue Mitzvah.